Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wake up, everybody. Welcome into Redacted. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And on this show, we cover the stories the mainstream media largely ignores, or we help you sift through all of the propaganda and the last-minute spin from all of these the corporate media and the corrupt politicians. So we're going to get to a lot of stories today on the show, of course. Election Day is upon us, but we're going to be looking at a lot of the fraud stories that have come out over the past 24 to 48 hours across the country. In addition to which, we're seeing a lot of problems right now with military members that don't have access to absentee ballots, as well as a whole host of issues across the United States, including the National Guard being mobilized in a number of states ready for action for election turmoil. Will we see unrest in the next 48 hours?
Interestingly enough, that was something the Obama administration failed to do, which was get overseas military their absentee ballots. That's funny, right? Why does that happen under Democratic presidents? Could it be because military tends to vote Republicans? Maybe, but it is part of the Voting Rights Act. They are supposed to be able to vote.
You would think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Election day is on us, you guys. It's within minutes, hours. I can't take it. Can you let me know how you're coping? What else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about FEMA. So
I'm screaming.
Yeah, you're screaming. That's okay. We're all screaming. We're all a little like on edge right now, I think. But FEMA.
You think?
FEMA funds. You know, why didn't we have enough money allocated for people in Hurricane Helene's path or other areas of destruction across the United States? Well, it turns out, thanks to some great reporting out of Chicago, a lot of the FEMA money in Chicago and Illinois has been redistributed for illegal immigrants. Yes, to house illegals in the state of Illinois. Unbelievable. We're going to bring you that story in moments.
Plus, a new pandemic treaty is upon us. It is like the World Health Organization, which seems to be dead in its tracks, thankfully. But that's okay, because Congress has another initiative. It's for North America, but it does call for vaccine passports and a monitoring of your social media and communications monitoring. We're going to take a look at it, because here you go. It's a, what do you call it? Like a different clothed wolf in sheep's clothing, like a same beast,
on a pig.
Different costume,
yeah.
Kind of thing. There's a saying for this that eludes me at the moment.
Yeah, we got a lot of news to get to, including, yes, I saw someone in the chat just say rip Peanut the squirrel.
Yeah.
Yes, justice for Fred and Peanut, Red Cap Goblin says. I mean, can you?
Why do you think
you ever,
the squirrel is more popular than the raccoon? Any
I think
guesses?
People aren't big fans of raccoons. You know, they're used to seeing them like out in their trash and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember, like, Peanut had a million follower TikTok and the raccoon didn't, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was,
okay.
Yeah, that
he
could
was
be.
World
People
famous.
Are like, yeah, more into the squirrels. But it's amazing to me that we can literally euthanize squirrels in the United States. That's what Democrats are focused on right now, rather than protecting our citizens and making sure that illegal immigrants aren't taking over apartment complexes across the United States.
Now, I would like to point out that this is a prophecy come true from The Wizard of Oz. That whole story started on authoritarian government taking away the animal. Did anybody else miss this?
Yes.
Here we are. You
Toto,
want that?
Well, okay. Explain that. Toto was biting the you know.
Yes. So the Wicked Witch of the West was government taking away the dog because she said the dog was bothersome and she went to take the dog, and it's all snowballs from there. The Wizard of Oz is it's a warning. It's supposed to be a post-apocalyptic warning, right, about what authoritarian government and specifically the Federal Reserve can do, and we're here.
We're here. It's real. All right. Well, we got a lot of news to get to today. I mean, we have a lot of things we're going to give you today and a lot of stories you probably haven't heard. So we're going to get to those in a second. But we want to thank our show sponsor today, our friends at Lear Capital, because I know we talk a lot about gold on this show. But I'm telling you what, silver is a fantastic investment right now. What is going to happen to the U.S. dollar? What is going to happen? We just had Ron Paul on the show last week, who talks about the coming collapse of the U.S. dollar. Go back and watch my interview with him. He says we need to end the Federal Reserve right now. He's not sure exactly what a Trump administration, if Trump gets reelected, would do. But one thing is clear, the U.S. dollar is declining around the world with the rise of the BRICS currencies. Every government currency in world history has collapsed. Every one of them. What makes you think the U.S. dollar is any different? Of course, he's been pushing Ron Paul for many, many years. We need to return to a gold standard. He's encouraging Americans to buy gold, buy silver, buy precious metals. And we are big advocates of that. And I'm telling you right now, even just having a little bit of your savings not tied to U.S. dollars, but tied to precious metals, it's great that it goes up in value. That's wonderful. That's not why we do it. We do it personally just for wealth preservation. If you have one U.S. dollar, transferring that to a silver coin or a gold coin and making sure that you're protected. It's just wealth preservation. So go to our friends at Lear Capital right now. Give them a call. They're an American company. You'll speak to an American on the phone. They're not farmed out to some Indian call center somewhere. 1-800-613-3557. You can get their silver shortage guide, because silver right now, the reason it's going sky high is because it's in shortage. So go to their website, LearRedacted.com as well. Or call their 800 number, 1-800-613-3557, to get your free guide, and they can get you help and set up right away.
All right. I love how the chat room's bringing this around, back around to the Wizard of Oz, because the slippers were supposed to be silver, not ruby, they say, the book, and that it was about the central bank, the deflation of the dollar, the powers that are grown out of that, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So here we go, silver. I mean, we didn't plan this. It was too good.
Rob says, I'm buying silver ASAP. Yeah, I mean, even just having a little bit. I mean, you know, I don't know what you guys have in savings or however you position yourself, but just even to protect yourself in that way. Some people saying, you know, Ron Paul and Elon Musk could be teaming up. I know Ron Paul tweeted this morning about Elon Musk, saying at least ideas are back in the conversation again.
Yes.
With Elon Musk and RFK Jr. being in the conversation again.
Yeah,
so
exciting.
All right. Crazy, crazy times, guys. Oh, and by the way, just a point of order tomorrow. Here we will have live election coverage on Redacted. We will be starting live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time, 4:30 Pacific Time. We will have live election coverage here on Redacted. Watching the returns come in, we'll be having analysis and great discussions. So join Redacted Live for our election night coverage. Hang out with us.
We should
all
also
night,
have tacos, because it's Tuesday. We need
tacos,
something to
pizza,
keep us going. Yeah,
something.
Bring what you'd like. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, bring all of it. All right. Well, big news out of the Pacific Northwest, as Washington, Oregon, and now other states are actively stepping up security ahead of Election Day. Worries about violence and unrest on Election Day. Here's the deal. Washington's governor, Jay Inslee, has activated the National Guard after a couple of ballot drop boxes were set on fire in the region, destroying hundreds of ballots. The Guard will be around from Monday, so today through Thursday. How many of you are in this area and have seen the National Guard, any kind of, you know, Humvees or otherwise taking to the streets? You would think this is like, you know, some, I don't know, Latin American country having to deal with an election. No, it's the United States of America that needs the National Guard to step up. Other states coming involved in this as well. The Guard will be around through the end of the week to back up local police to help keep the peace. Democrats say the reason they're activating the National Guard is because of Trump. They're blaming it on Trump, of course. And they're already worried that he's going to stir up violence. Democrats are saying already that Trump will declare victory on election night, no matter whether or not the returns show that he's the winner. So this is why they're girding themselves right now for a Trump victory that he's going to announce. Watch.
The National Guard is on standby for potential unrest. What is going on, Paul Dudridge?
They're calling out the National Guard in certain states. I think Oregon, Washington, we're expecting unrest on the night of the election in certain states. And I think that's probably going to be across many, certainly the swing states. But yes, already the National Guard is on alert for Tuesday night.
Now, will they disqualify Trump even if he wins? Because I'm hearing rumours that if he does win, they'll try and unwin him.
Unwin him. Yeah, exactly.
This is the rumor now that what will the Democrats do? I'll tell you the one thing we can guarantee is Trump is going to declare victory on Tuesday night. Okay? So there won't be any concession. No matter what the result, Trump will declare victory.
So, what does unwin him mean?
Unwin him. Well, of course, this is part of the Democratic playbook already. We've heard from Jamie Raskin and others. Like, this is the plan, right? So they will disqualify him even if he does win. You'll see that now they're already lining him up with his comments about Liz Cheney. The Attorney General of Maricopa County saying they're going to investigate these comments. Would that disqualify him under the Constitution, you know, because he's inciting violence against Liz Cheney? They'll use any strategy they possibly can, no matter like where you come down on whether you like Trump or don't like Trump. You know exactly the deep state will not allow him to become president. I mean, I've said this repeatedly.
I don't like it when you say that.
I'm just reminding you all of exactly what they're going to do, which is if he wins in a landslide, and we have the new Real Clear Politics average poll out today, which shows for the first time Trump winning in that Real Clear Politics average poll. But polls, other internal polling showing a landslide. Of course, the national polls have it like 50-50 right now because they want everyone to vote, you know, so they don't want anyone to have like a 10-point win margin right now. If he wins in a landslide, they're going to do whatever they can to keep him from becoming president. 100% is going to be the case. So, by the way, you know, you have Oregon, you have Governor Tina Kotek is also on alert in the state of Oregon. The Oregon National Guard isn't deployed yet, but they're standing ready, she says, if things get tense. What is that? Things are tense right now.
Yeah, that's not a hypothetical, girl.
So if things get tense.
So.
Things are tense.
I expect them kicking in my door. I expect them kicking in my door at any moment now because it's pretty tense around here.
Philip is tense. Do you hear the anxiety in his voice for crying out loud?
That's what anxiety sounds like in Philip. He's usually pretty steady.
Get the National Guard out to his house. Portland's police will even have extra officers on Election Day just in case. And also other states are also preparing the National Guard for unrest. Let me know in the chat room, how many of you have family members tied to the National Guard? Have you been called up? Have there been any notifications sent out to anybody in your state? Let me know. Again, we have Washington, Oregon, and preparing in other states as well. So you should be prepared. You absolutely should. You should have emergency preparedness kit in your cars, in your homes. You should all be prepared. Not just for this. I mean, we should always be prepared, but in the case that they do something, there's, you know, National Guard in the street, there's some sort of martial law as a result of this. I'm telling you guys, make sure you guys are prepared. Now we have the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania now ruling that ballots without dates will not be counted in the 2024 general election. So this was a strategy. They were going to have people flooding, getting all of these mail-in ballots in even after Election Day. And if they don't have dates on them, Democrats were fighting to say that we should be able to count those. No, if there's no dates on them, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is saying they will not be counted now. So that's a big win. That's a big win for the Republicans.
That's a big win for everybody. Everybody should want fair elections and legitimate
good
ballots.
Good
right. Yeah. That's for us, for all of us. Somebody in the chat said, is Natalie a rhino? We are independents here.
Yeah.
We don't follow any one party, so don't call me names.
She's not a rhino.
I'm not. I'm a mammal.
She's a mammal. She's not a rhino. I think both parties are inherently corrupt. Of course, we've talked about that ad nauseum on this show. We're not afraid to pull punches on that at all or throw punches on that. So ballots are missing for the military. Do men and women who serve our country have the right to vote in our election? It seems like the Biden Pentagon, the Department of Defense, has failed to send absentee ballots to make sure our men and women in uniform around the world can vote in this election. Active duty military. Republican lawmakers are now demanding answers from the Pentagon after the military service members complain that they have not received enough absentee ballots to vote before Election Day. So you have a couple of representatives who've come to the fore on this. You have Representative Brian Mast, Bill Huizinga of Michigan, Mike Walz of Florida, sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying they are gravely concerned that there are deficiencies in the Defense Department's protocols. How are the U.S. military supposed to vote if you haven't provided enough absentee ballots? And military members are saying, we're going to vote, and they don't have any ballots for us to vote. This is unbelievable.
That's unconscionable.
And yes. They've said they haven't been So wait a minute. You can send $200 billion to Ukraine on a dime like that. Oh, Zelensky needs money? Let's get it over to him. He wants some long-range weapons? Let's get them to him. But our men and women who want to vote in the election just want paper ballots, and you can't get them to them? This is unconscionable.
Right, and it's not legal. And in fact, the Justice Department had been accused of not enforcing the lack of military access to voting overseas during the Obama administration. And we had recently J. Christian Adams, who was a Justice Department lawyer, who said, well, that seems to have been fixed during the Trump administration, but now we're past the Trump administration. That's funny that it's not working again, right? So does it just not work during Democratic presidencies because that disadvantages Democrats? Mm. Weird, right? That's super weird.
Yeah, that's weird how these ballots don't show up for when Democrats are president.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Meanwhile, you know, you see this all coming together, right? Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, all of these neocons came out in support of Kamala Harris for a reason. And now, this is unbelievable, Democrats are calling for Liz Cheney to become a part of a potential Kamala Harris cabinet. Yes. Attorney General of the United States, Liz Cheney. Who asked that question? Who floated that just a few minutes ago? Whoopi Goldberg. Watch this.
I have a question. Are you also a lawyer?
Yeah, I am.
So you could conceivably be a great AG. If this was...
Stop it.
And I say this because... your moral core is magnificent. You don't want to think about it, but I just feel like I would feel a lot better with you leading the FBI, the CIA, the NBC, the LMNT, everybody. That's just me. So I'm just saying... should it be floated? Please think about it.
And under the radar.
We have to get Vice President Harris elected.
I'm being...
you're putting it out there in the universe.
I'm putting it in the universe.
Please put it in the universe.
So immoral, she says. I'd like her to take some calls from Iraq. Wait a minute. We have some people from Iraq who might disagree about the moral fiber of the Cheneys.
Tucker yesterday said that the Iraq war, of course, was the Cheney's most important vanity project, the killing of millions of people. It was, you know, it was their biggest vanity project.
It was impeccably moral.
And so they continue on this moral crusade to talk about how great the Iraq war was. And so, yeah, get Liz Cheney in there as attorney general. Oh, unbelievable.
So that she can prosecute anybody who's anti-war.
Mike Benn says this. They're going to give Liz Cheney personal control over half the CIA as a reward for her neocon network, tipping the scales for Harris if she wins. Yeah. So that's exactly what's about to happen.
Sorry.
So you okay?
I got stuck in my... Okay. I'm good. I got tangled up. I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, is it my turn? Okay. Well, here's a story that's gotten no attention by the mainstream media. Why has the Internet Archive been under constant attack for the past few weeks? This is right out of 1984, where the department has to continually change the past in order to justify current situations in war of Big Brother and the party. It's terrifying. It's happening. Take a look at this. Over the last few weeks, if you visited archive.org, you might have noticed that it was down, inaccessible, up temporarily, and then back down again. Turns out it's been under one of the largest DDoS attacks we've ever seen. A DDoS is a denial of service attack where bots continuously attack the server so that it goes down. Now, the Internet Archive basically is a clear archive of all internet websites and posts. It's how we know what has happened in recent history and distant history. It's really the only way of knowing when the corporate media lies to us and then goes back to change old web pages. This is one of the reasons when we do our research on Redacted, we download things for ourselves. We screenshot for ourselves. We keep it somewhere that you don't get to know off server because we know they're going to change that shit And we will feel like, wait, that really happened, right? And we're constantly questioning ourselves. So anyhow, here's one example. The CDC recently changed the term vaccine quietly on its website. Overnight, the CDC's vaccine definition changed from a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease to a now current definition of a preparation that's used to stimulate the body's immune system against a disease. And here's what the archive.org says, quote, as of this writing, we have no way to verify content that's been posted for 3 weeks of October, leading to the days of the most contentious and consequential election of our lifetime. In effect, the whole memory of our main information system is just a big black hole right now.
And it's happening as we speak.
Yeah.
So someone in the chat said old news. No, it's still happening. It started back on October 8th, and it's still happening as of today, right before the election.
So we don't have a clear record of who said what, who was for what or what not. I mean, they're playing with our memory. They're saying things, especially the incumbents right now. The Democrats are saying that Trump is for a national abortion ban, and he's never said that. But they can easily write headlines that makes it so that he said that, that he's against IVF, he's not said that, that he's against gay, all of those kind of things. They are changing history right before our eyes, and we won't know what's real or not unless we save it off for ourselves. So that's terrifying.
Yeah, people delete their tweets and go mm-hmm. back, and so now we have no record. So since October 8th, basically the internet has become a black hole.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a record of history at this moment. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Where else are you going to get it? You're going to trust your government? We saw the rewriting of the official presidential transcripts when President Biden just the other day said that Trump supporters are the only floating pieces of garbage that he sees.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed it. They changed the transcript. They added an apostrophe. They removed the apostrophe. Like, they're playing with all of this. So we can go back in the Internet Archive and look at the exact White House transcript.
Right.
They've changed it and scrubbed it. So they're literally messing with us right
now. This is Orwellian.
Yes.
It was written down. And again, fiction as a legitimate warning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Aurora, Colorado now. Well, here's a story you just can't make up. Instead of going after the Venezuelan gangs that are taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, and as of today, there's still two of them that are controlled by Venezuelan gangs, the Democrat Attorney General of Colorado is going after now the property manager of the apartment complex. You cannot make this up. This is an unbelievable story. It's the same property manager, by the way, that went and confronted the gangs and was beat up and bloodied, okay? And it basically extorted. They nearly killed him, the Trento de Agua. This comes after the property management company then also quietly, back in the middle of October, sent a letter asking for the AG and the state of Colorado to help them get their apartments back from the Venezuelan gangs. Here's the letter. You can see it dated. They sent this over the summer. They didn't even publicize this. So the apartment complex property management team, they didn't publicize that they sent this. We only learned that they sent this because now they're responding and saying, wait a minute, we asked for their help. And now here's what's happening. Watch.
The owners of the troubled apartment complexes in Aurora that claimed their buildings had been taken over by Venezuelan gangs are now facing an investigation themselves. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Mark Salinger. Documents obtained by 9 News Investigate show the Colorado Attorney General's office has issued subpoenas to CBZ management over recent months. They're investigating potential violations of the state's safe housing laws that regulate housing conditions. The subpoena demands that the management company turn over documents related to how it screens tenants, its finances, how it handles maintenance requests, and how it promotes its apartments to potential residents. The management company owns several apartment buildings in Aurora, claims that the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua had taken them over and were extorting residents went viral online with this video. They were amplified by former President Trump, who even came to Aurora last month for a speech on immigration. Documents obtained by 9 News show there have been questions about habitability and cleanliness at the apartment complexes for years. More documents show that CBZ started telling the city that it believed its buildings had been taken over by that gang over the summer. Aurora police have arrested a small number of known.
Yeah. So now shoot the messenger, basically,
mm-hmm.
Go after the apartment complex property management company rather than the Venezuelan gangs that have taken it over.
Right. So what do they want to see on the application for tenants? Are you a gang member? Do you terrorize people? Is it because they're saying they
would you be willing to fight gang members? Like that refuses to build his own gang.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we'll let you into this apartment complex if you're armed and you're ready to protect yourself, because we got to be honest with you, these buildings are not that safe. It's unbelievable. So these are the same Democrats that, you know, executed a squirrel in New York, but let violent gangs take over America. That's the priority right now.
All right, let's talk more about these violent gangs taking over America. South American gangs are now targeting wealthy neighborhoods with highly sophisticated attacks. Watch.
Dozens of homes hit in the last year, from Arvada and Aurora to Lakewood, Longmont, and Parker. In Arapahoe County alone, 21 burglaries so far this year aimed at Asian families. In this one, three suspects got away with more than $100,000 in cash and luxury items. Westminster burglary detective Adam Lanning says the crews behind these pattern burglaries are sophisticated.
Whoever these suspects are, they're taking a lot of time and energy to A, cover their tracks, B, figure out who their target is.
To keep track of when the homes are occupied or empty, burglars put trackers on victims' cars and disconnect security cameras. In one case, Lanning said burglars planted this surveillance camera in fake shrubbery at a Target house. In another case, one of the thieves approached the house pretending to be a food delivery driver. Another pretends to be from a lawn service.
Think about it. So they're putting hidden cameras in the yards, mm-hmm. putting trackers on people's cars. And in fact, in one of the stories that I read, the husband had gone to work. They slashed his tires while he was at work.
So that he couldn't get back.
So that he couldn't respond to the alert from his wife at home, like on the actual burglary at the house itself, or notified that this house had been broken into. So he couldn't move because someone had gone to his work and slashed his car tires.
Now, the New York Post is reporting that they're specifically targeting Asian business owners and Asian households. Why that is, I'm not completely sure, but this is a pattern that's replicated from California. We've seen that at least since the Watts riots, right? Or the Rodney King riots, when Asian business owners were targeted. Why? I think that merits, that's an important question. I don't exactly have the answer. They're calling this a sophisticated network of thieves that's looted nearly $1 million worth of cash and luxury items from the homes of different Asian business owners in Douglas County and also Arapahoe County over the past year. Colorado detectives say that this has spread to multiple states. So it's not just Colorado, it's spreading, and they're describing this as an epidemic.
I think one of the things I've seen about Asian Americans specifically is their distrust of the banking system. So they're targeting them for having a lot of valuables, money, jewelry, things like that kept in their home instead of in the banking system.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'd love to hear from any of our viewers on that. You know, is that the case?
We saw that in Europe as well when Russian sanctions were put into place, and people from Belarus as well, that they were being targeted because they could not use the banks as Russian citizens anymore. So
the Ukrainian
gangs knew that they had cash and they were being targeted, especially when we lived in Portugal, all over.
Yeah. Yeah. They would see those, the license plates.
The license plate that said Belarus, and then that made them a mark.
Yeah. And they were going right into their homes, these Ukrainian gangs. All right. Well, here's some levity before we get to some more news. We're going to talk about these FEMA funds in just a moment. But here, this is unbelievable. I have thought about this a lot, but you know, when you put out like a Harris and Waltz sign in your yard, like what are you sort of opening yourself up to? And you know, obviously the demand of illegal immigrants for housing across the United States has exploded with the tens of millions of illegal immigrants in the United States right now. And you hear from a lot of liberals, right, in a lot of limousine liberals in wealthy neighborhoods, they're like, we care so much about illegal immigrants, we should be providing them housing, until it comes to their own house being used for housing of illegal immigrants when it actually push comes to shove. So these individuals have dressed up as Harris and Waltz canvassers going door to door and basically speaking to Democratic voters that they know are Democrats. And here's what happened.
I dressed up like I work for Kamala's campaign, and now I'm going to deliver immigrants to her supporters.
No! We are voting for you. Don't worry.
Are you?
Of course.
We do have a surprise, if that's okay, just real fast.
You have a surprise?
We're looking for a place for them to stay. They just came across. They'll sleep on floors. I mean, they're not picky, you know.
We have like a 2-year-old, so.
Hector's good with kids.
Sorry, we just can't.
Could they just like sleep on your lawn?
They need a place to stay. They just came across.
Teenagers live with me.
Oh, that's fine. Hector, he was dating a teenager like a little bit ago, so.
Okay.
They just came across. They don't have papers. You're in support of like the whole border situation, and we're just trying to get them a floor to sleep on.
We're a house of COVID.
Do you guys want COVID? They said they could survive it.
She really learned how to say her name.
We work with her, so we know how to say her name.
Earlier, you said Kamala. The way she pronounces her name is Kamala.
You don't work with her either.
See that car? We have three dudes who just came across the border. We're trying to find them a home.
Find them a home.
Just say I'm voting for Donald Trump without saying it, okay?
That's wrong attitude, mister. I said my vote is private.
So you're voting Kamala?
No.
You said it again.
I've watched that four times. And now NBC has also done a report now, and they don't want these people on camera. So people that have Harris and Walz signs in their yard, you know, residents are receiving fake Harris campaign postcards in the mail. And I just had to laugh at this. Watch.
I put a lawn sign in my front yard, and I don't think I should be subjected to these fraudulent mailers.
When this 50-year-old Shrewsbury woman put up a Harris Walz sign in front of her home, she just wanted to show her support. She never imagined she would be subjected to a campaign dirty trick.
It really creeped me out.
She was dismayed when the mail arrived this week, and she received this postcard. It purports to be from the Harris campaign, thanking her for putting up a sign and alerting her a family from Nicaragua would be moving into her home.
That's when I realized it was an obvious attempt to try to either scare me or rage bait me and make me upset.
It's absolutely a scare tactic.
Suffolk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just so funny because
but I
trolling.
Would be looking out the window, even though you're like, wait, that can't be real. But
are they coming? Because they said they were going to be here on the 30th of October. I mean, that's like the
you
ultimate.
The sheets.
It's the ultimate trolling. It's get the house ready.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the other one. He's like, no, he's good with kids. We have a 2-year-old living here. Well, Hector is great with kids.
Right.
Yeah. And the other guy says, no, we're a house of COVID right now. We've got COVID. And he's like, no, they'll survive it. They're happy to get COVID. They're fine with getting COVID. They'll sleep on your floors. You know, liberals, you know, you're so in favor of the illegal immigrant population. Just open up your doors. Let them live here. Love it.
I wonder who were those Latin guys who went along with that, if that thought that was funny.
I don't know, but they were joking around and they're like, all right, well, we got shut down.
I don't think it's
house.
Hard to find because Latins are, you know, against the Democrats right now for the first time in a long time. And
yeah, I mean,
it's really something to see.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing to see the black voter numbers right now, Latino number voters right now. It's unbelievable. So I think there's going to be some really shocking data that we're going to see over the next few days once this election wraps up. We got a lot more news to get to here. We're going to go to Chicago in a moment because you won't believe what's happening with the FEMA money that's designated for the United States of America, Americans in time of need during an emergency. So where's the FEMA money going in Illinois? You won't believe this. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we want to tell you about our friends over at Black Forest Supplements. You know what we'll do? We'll do HelloFresh because...
Okay.
Look,
instead, I'll tell you about HelloFresh.
It saved us right now, by the way.
Yes. HelloFresh is a partner of Redacted because they are a great way to get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered to your doorstep. Now, we use HelloFresh in this house and it really does save us because we have busy athletic schedules. We have three kids. We also work full time. It not only does it save in having to think, what am I going to make this weekend or this week during mealtime? What do you think the kids will like? What's healthy? But also just gathering those ingredients and preparing from it. Also, I noticed that when we use this, our grocery bill is a heck of a lot less than when I take Clayton to the grocery store to pick things himself because Clayton has completion issues and has to go up every aisle and buy something and puts non-necessities in the cart.
Yes.
He's guilty of this.
Well, no, like when we make the HelloFresh meals, like every week we switch off. Like I'll do dinner one week, you do dinner one week, and I pick my meals for that week from HelloFresh and you pick them the other week. And it's like everything is perfectly portioned, so I don't have to worry about wasting food and, you know, buying extra stuff. It's
there
all
really
right there.
Is no waste. You don't go to the grocery store and end up with junk food because you're getting real food that you actually will use. And we now know which things the kids like the best, so we can add those to the top of our shipment. Really, it's great. So if you want to try it, you can get 10 free meals by signing up with our our URL is HelloFresh.com/freeredacted. Again, you can get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeredacted. This offer applies across 7 boxes, so it's not 10 free meals at once. It's only for new subscribers and it varies by plan. But again, that's 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeredacted. Give them a try today.
Well, here's a story you can't make up. Democrats using FEMA dollars to drive the illegal immigration invasion of Chicago. Yes, it's true. Terry Newsom has been following this, joining us now from behind the enemy lines in Chicago through all of these FOIA requests, discovering what sounds like a made-up story, Terry. Like, it can't be possible. FEMA dollars that are used to, you know, protect us in the case of hurricane damage and from Hurricane Helene through Asheville, North Carolina, across the country, is being repurposed and utilized to support illegal immigrants in Chicago. What did you find?
Yeah, so we found a number of Illinois congressional candidates and city candidates that are reaching out to prepare Mayor Brandon Johnson for a conversation with Mayorkas. And they put together a letter and they all signed this letter about, so tens of millions, over billions of dollars came into Chicagoland from different funds and sources. We're trying to figure out, right? They're coming from so many different channels. But in this one case, we had Congressman Sean Casten, Delhi Gamarez, Raja Krishnamurthy, all asking, hey, can you quickly get us this $20.5 million of special funding from FEMA, Homeland Security, to give to these illegal immigrants? Well, I mean, you know, Chicago's suffering. I mean, big time. People are suffering. That's why so many people are voting for Trump in the minority areas of the city. Well, you wish these guys would ask for this types of money to fund these people that are living in the streets and all these other areas that are suffering throughout the whole Chicagoland area.
So these are Democrats requesting these funds. And what exactly are they asking the money to go for? They're taking it from FEMA.
Yeah.
For what? For food, for housing, for illegals?
Yeah. Yeah, for food, for housing, for shelters. You know, one of them is called Open Kitchens. This is separate from the letter. And I don't even have the whole year. I only got partial releases, right? $12.5 million to Open Kitchens. Another $12 million from the Office of Management and Budget that came out quarterly. It was a quarterly one. Chicago said they were spending $20 million per day at one point in time. Equitable Social, I don't even know what that company is, from 523 to 331 of 24, $28 million. I don't even know who that company is. There's another one, 12.5 million from FEMA Treasury into the city of Chicago. This is only a snapshot. I didn't get everything I asked for because they said there was almost 3 million records. I had to shorten it. So these are just...
So wait a minute, let me just be clear. When you reached out to FEMA through these FOIA requests, and this isn't a conspiracy theory, you got this directly from FEMA, from Freedom of Information Act requests. They told you that there was over 3 million records and it was going to take time to pull this information together?
Actually, this is from the city of Chicago's FOIA officers requesting keyword search FEMA and immigrants, right? And so they got back and they said that it was burdensome on them, which I understand, right? 3 million records. It would take them 165,000 hours to give me the information. So they gave me just little snapshots. This is only a very small snapshot of what's going on. And, they keep telling us how much money they spent. But you remember, you got money from Chicago. You got money from the state of Illinois. You got money from the county. You got money from the federal government. You got money from the NGOs. I don't think that we're going to have a full understanding of actually how much money is being spent on, because we don't have all the channels that are coming through of these funding, right? I mean, it's probably way more than what we're told.
Well, that you hit on the biggest issue here is that using these non-governmental organizations, Mayorkas and Biden's Department of Homeland Security can hide. I mean, they can hide the pickle. They can run these things through all of these different groups. So the Department of Homeland Security can send a few million dollars over here, a few million dollars over here. So it doesn't look like as nefarious as it's all coming through FEMA. So all these non-governmental organizations are receiving all of this grant money and all of this money from the Department of Homeland Security to do housing, to provide food, provide housing assistance and funding, right, for these illegal immigrants. Am I right about that or am I wrong?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Here's more insulting. So the security guard company called Garda World, big international. They're like, what do you call it? Black. What was that big security company? Black something? Black.
Blackwater?
Blackwater. They're an international Blackwater. Oh, I mean, they're all over the world, but they're out of Canada. They're providing the security services at all these shelters. They're a Canadian company. Oh, guess what? Guess who they provide security for in Davos? I'll give you three guesses. Garda World, one of their subsidiaries, does Davos. And then they make the CEO follows the UN guidelines and stuff. So what they did is some of these locations in Chicago, when they converted these hotels and stuff into centers, they got rid of the Chicago security guard companies. In one case, a guy said, well, they made us an offer we couldn't refuse when their contract came up, and they transitioned to providing services for the immigrants. They got rid of this local Chicago company, and they hired Garda World all over the city of Chicago. So why wouldn't you hire minority companies and let them have it? First of all, they shouldn't be here. But if you're going to do that, why don't you spend the money with an American company, not a Canadian company? So Garda, they have a North American affiliate, but it's a Canadian company, right? And then they also gave them a $29 million contract to build those shelters. They give a $29 million contract. And by the way, in Denver, Colorado, gave them a $30 million contract before Chicago. But what Colorado did is they found out that Garda World never did it before. They rejected it. It's all, you guys go search it. They withdrew their contract from Garda World. But for some reason, Mayor Brandon Johnson decided to give his $29 million contract to Garda World. Again, it's all out there. You could read it. We need to expose it, right? So if we're going to waste our money, and really waste our money, we should at least give Americans, and, you know, Brandon Johnson says how black he is, he's a minority. Well, how come you don't have them all lined up to get these contracts, right?
Right. What are the people of Chicago saying when you're out there, the people that are being affected by this, they're looking over their shoulders, seeing that these illegal immigrants are being given housing and food, vouchers, mm-hmm. cell phones, travel, whatever they yep. want, cars, and Chicagoans are just being pushed to the side. What are they saying? You're on the streets all the time talking yeah. to these people. What are they saying to you?
I've got a great video from last week I'm going to share with you. I went to Little Village, heart of the Hispanic neighborhood, at a church the same day they had meetings of 20-some pastors from all over. It was just coincidental luck. I took the Epoch Times reporter. My friend Dr. Shando hosted it. He translated for us. All these pastors from all over Chicago, Clayton, are upset. They're typically Democrats, right? I mean, I got the videos. They're up. You know, one guy, I don't know where he was from in South America. You know, most of them didn't speak English, and they translate. And he said, you know, when we were down in South America, we'd look to America as the beacon for so many things, including the political process. Now I'm here. He goes, and we had to wait to become, you know, U.S. citizens. And now they're sending these people that are not vetted. Why are they doing it? What is their purpose? And all the crime, and they're all upset. And he's saying, do they expect that they're going to vote? Is that what they're trying to do? Vote for them? That's not right. And it was good to hear that, right? From the heart of Chicago and the inner city of the massive Hispanic neighborhood with these leading pastors and community leaders, every single person that spoke was against it. I'll share that with you when I'm ready, but it was refreshing to hear that. And let's see how they're going to vote. I hope they're going to stand behind their words. I mean, they were taking me on the side trying to, you know, translate and stuff and express their frustrations after the meeting. You know, I had four or five of them come up. And so they are upset.
Remarkable. Well, we've got less than 24 hours now to see what happens in the state of Illinois and across the country with all of these stories, covering Denver, Colorado, the unbelievable, the break-ins now targeting with these South American gangs that are targeting these affluent homes. This is America right now. Terry Newsom is behind the enemy lines up there in Chicago, bringing us this great work, man. Great work getting all these FOIA requests and uncovering this corruption. This is unbelievable. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. And hopefully we'll get an update from Terry here in a little bit as well. He's doing amazing work up there. So thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. We'll get an update on that because these FOIA requests, it's really unbelievable to think that they're so backlogged and they've got millions of these emails that they can't even go through. They're like using FEMA money in order to redirect all of this funding to illegal immigrants. Not surprising. Surprising at all. All right. We got more news to get to here on your Monday, if you can believe that. Election Monday. One more day until the election day. This is the eve.
Another day, another destiny.
So the globalists, you know, really tried to push this WHO pandemic treaty, the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. It looks like it might be failing, but guess what they're about to do? They're about to hide a new plan, a new pandemic treaty. We're going to tell you all about that, what the globalists are planning for you. And they're kind of doing it quietly right now. While everyone else is distracted by other things, the World Health Organization and the globalists are planning a new name change. We'll tell you about that. But first, our friends over at Black Forest Supplements, you know, they've been under attack. They've been under assault right now by the FDA because they prioritize pharmaceutical industries over our health. The Secret Service has allowed several attempts on President Trump's life, incompetent border patrol situation right now at the U.S. border. The CDC, of course, prioritizing big pharmaceutical companies, and they've gone after President Trump. They are trying to take away your liberty. And right now, there's troubled times like this. It's absolutely necessary for you to stay strong and healthy for yourself to protect your family. And right now, they've been going after NMN, which is a Black Forest and their star product, NMN, and how the government is attempting to restrict access to it, not for health reasons, mind you, but for the money that Big Pharma can make. And why is that? Simply because it works. A study out of Harvard has already shown that NMN can reduce weight, cholesterol, even blood pressure. It's the only thing that I know that not only slows down, but can also reverse aging. It's been fantastic. And to this end, we've asked Black Forest to give you, our followers, a special discount because I want you to guys have a chance to get your hands on NMN before any potential restrictions from the FDA come into play. So for the next 48 hours, you can buy two and get one free. And Black Forest Supplements wants to ensure that people have access to NMN. But who knows? Things are currently changing fast. What will the FDA do? They think they might actually be forced to stop selling this life-changing supplement because they want the drug companies to make all of the money. They don't want you to have access to healthy, natural supplements like this. So try it right now. Get two and get one free by going to blackforestsupplements.com/redacted. blackforestsupplements.com/redacted.
Well, the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty seems to be failing, but we may have it rearing its head in a new form. Now, the pandemic treaty is an obvious grab to supersede national sovereignty. I think I've done a pretty good job at proving that to you. If you don't agree, just look up pandemic treaty or WHO on any of our channels, Rumble, YouTube, wherever, and we go through the documents so that you can see for yourself that the World Health Organization wants to take away freedom from all member states and instate their own rules and laws. And why this is scary is not just because then they could do things like vaccine passports or mandatory lockdowns or what have you, global surveillance, but also because if our nation signs away sovereignty through a treaty for health reasons, they can do it for any reason. So I'm going to go through this. Now, again, the treaty would allow the WHO to control vaccines, survey populations, mandate lockdowns, control food supply, all supply chains for anything, even like your moisturizer or whatever they can declare is at risk because of the way that it's manufactured and you can't get it anymore. They think that anything that they can declare a pandemic risk would be their problem. Also, they would also control what they call infodemics, which they define as too much information, even true. This is from a 2023 document called Preparedness and Resilience for Emerging Threats. You see here that they say an infodemic can be a health threat because it's the overabundance of information, accurate or not, which makes it difficult to get individuals to adopt behaviors that they want you to adopt. This is crazy town, meaning you, if you don't, it's information that would stop you from doing what they want you to do, even if it's true information. The fact that they wrote this down is crazy town. So we told you last month that the House of Representatives had passed this bill. It's the No WHO Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act, which would require a supermajority vote in the Senate before the president can hand this power over to the WHO. This is currently being read in the Senate. If this does not pass, it will be up to the next president, based on their own whim, to decide whether we sign the pandemic treaty with the WHO or not. I'm fairly certain that Kamala Harris would sign it. I'm fairly certain Donald Trump would not. If anyone wants to disagree with me, that's you're free to do so. Now, one of the things that Representative Thomas Massie points out is that this treaty could open the way for other global treaties that would remove the U.S. power to make any decisions for his people. That includes going to war, stipulations about global trade. I'm going to let him explain, because this is terrifying, this idea of international treaties taking away our global sovereignty. Watch.
You know, the bulk of my speech in support of my amendment actually doesn't come from me. It's going to come from Alexander Hamilton, who described in Federalist 75 the treaty-making powers of the executive. He states, its objects are contracts with foreign nations, which have the force of law, but derive it from the obligations of good faith. And this is the most important part. They are not rules prescribed by the sovereign to the subject, but agreements between sovereign and sovereign. The power in question seems, therefore, to form a distinct department and to belong properly neither to the legislative nor the executive. The qualities elsewhere detailed as indispensable in the management of foreign negotiations point out the executive as the most fit agent in those transactions, while the vast importance of the trust and the operation of treaties as laws plead strongly for the participation of the whole or a portion of the legislative body in the office of making them. So what's he saying here? He's saying you can't make laws, domestic laws, using a treaty. Treaties can't bind the United States to declare war. Treaties can't raise taxes. Treaties can't create new laws for us. And the United States should not take part in international institutions that erode our sovereignty. Congress should not legitimize blatantly unconstitutional notions that agreements that come out of these institutions supersede the Constitution of the United States. So let me just close by saying this. Do we believe that the Senate itself and the president, without consulting the House, could implement a vaccine mandate by merely calling it a treaty and finding another sovereign party to enter into with? I do not. Do we believe that they could implement or impose social distancing on U.S. citizens by calling it a treaty and finding another sovereign to enter into an agreement with? I do not. They have to come to the House. Let's take the example of gun control. Do we think they could impose gun control on U.S. citizens in a treaty? By the way, this is not a hypothetical, in a treaty with the United Nations and some other sovereign countries, merely with the advice and consent of the Senate. That would take two-thirds or 67 votes in the Senate, but it would completely leave out the House of Representatives. No, they cannot do that. That is outside of our Constitution. We are guaranteed a Republican form of government with a legislature that makes the laws that bear on citizens. So I'll close with this most important part of my amendment, which says, if any provisions of a treaty are to have legal bearing on United States citizens, those provisions must pass both the House of Representatives and the Senate and be presented to the president, as all federal laws must.
That guy don't play. Okay, yes, we should not have these treaties, international treaties, that supersede our laws unless lawmakers that we elect, Congress, sign off on this. Okay, so think about this, though, because if this does not pass, if we do not give this our attention, then that means that globalist organizations can come in and supersede U.S. laws. I wrote out when after this speech some of the ways that this could happen. Could NATO treaties supersede gun control? That's one of the things he said. Could IMF treaties supersede our monetary policy and instate a globalist currency? Yes, they could. Could the WEF supersede environmental and global business laws? Could the United Nations force us to go to war? So that's the problem with these international treaties and agreements, is that they overstep laws that we are supposed to have that guarantee us certain freedoms, and freedoms from things like war and global currencies and vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. Well, now, since the WHO may not be given this power, not because the United States is leading the opposition or the United Kingdom. No, both of those countries seem to be bending over. But other countries such as Turkey and Japan, Australia, are opposing it. Thank God for the rest of us. But instead, now the U.S. is looking for a smaller version of this that's North American. They're calling it NAPAHPI. I'll So you can read about it here and exactly what it is. That? I know. It's awful, and I want to...
Well, they don't want us to be able to pronounce it.
Well, not just that. So take a look at... I wrote it out because it's confusing, because it's an extension of an Obama-era program called NAPAPI. So the Obama regulation was the North American Plan for Animal and Pandemic Influenza. The new version, the extension, is North American Preparedness for Animal and Human Pandemics Initiative. So can you see what they did here? If you look at it, the Obama era initiative was for a pandemic flu, and they turned it into an initiative that doesn't actually require a pandemic. It's to prepare for a pandemic. So that preparedness word and the idea that now it's animal and human gives them more control, because they can change anything to show that it's a threat for a pandemic, even the food supply, or I'm going to say especially the food supply. Now, this is a joint initiative between the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, in collaboration with the Department of State and the Agriculture and Homeland Security and their respective counterparts in Mexico and Canada. It has the hallmarks of the WHO plan. Here's what they say it will do. They'll initiate a senior coordinating body who... we absolutely should want to know as key decision-making forum. And see here where it says border health measures. What do you think that means? That, to me, that and the Children's Defense Fund also thinks that this means vaccine passports. Because how else are you going to cross borders without border health measures? Risk communications, that sounds a whole lot to me like infodemic. That means you can't see things they don't want. You can't communicate about things. You can't do social media. You can't read about things that they don't like, because they're going to control communications. Also, what the hell is sustainable financing? Not sure. I don't think it has to do with national debt. They don't give a shit about that. Sustainability is a way that they usually use to say, well, this animal farming or this chicken farming or this egg farm is a risk for, you know, these kind of diseases, so you can't have these types of animal-based foods. Also, who will be doing these assessments? Is it the same people who assessed the COVID-19 pandemic? Because... They should not be rewarded. They did a shit job. And notice that it says that the COVID pandemic, quote, showed us about the challenges of international cooperation. Only that's a lie. The COVID pandemic showed us exactly the opposite. They did not follow the science. They suppressed the science. They cannot say they didn't know better. They did know better. In this piece here, I ran down all the science that the world governments ignored. In this segment, please look it up on the Redacted channel and watch it. I can prove that they did know better and they pretended not to, so they can never say, oh, we just didn't know any better. That makes me crazy bananas when people say that. So again, unless these agencies apologize for ignoring the science, we absolutely should not reward them with more power to do it again. They cannot prepare us for the next pandemic unless they answer for the last one, which they don't seem like they're going to do. So what do we get out of this initiative? It seems like we don't even get a vote. Whereas the WHO, at least the pandemic, that pandemic treaty was subject to a vote. This initiative seems like the government's just going ahead and doing it and extending the 2013 Obama rules. And we'll see. Will we get vaccine passports out of this? Will we get national mandates for lockdowns? Will this supersede our sovereignty? Who knows? But we have to watch this. Even though we're all crazy about the election, we need to watch this too. So let me know what you think.
All right. We're going to take your super chats, your Rumble rants here in a moment. I see someone's just asking about Rumble rants. So the problem is, yeah, we try to always prioritize Rumble rants first. The problem is that Rumble doesn't have a really good API yet for us to bring it and put them up on the screen. We've been working with Rumble on the back end. Hopefully that they will be trying to do some of those features. They're working on some of those new features here on the show. But unfortunately, we're not able to put those up on the screen. Like we can with YouTube and Super Chats, because they just haven't made their API available for that yet. So anyway, we're going to get to your Super Chats here in a moment. But first,
we want to talk about our friends over at PDS Debt, because the holidays are coming. This is a time when a lot of people experience financial struggle. And we know that you don't want to put your holiday expenses on credit, and no one wants to think about debt. But the truth is that many of us just get deeper in debt during the holidays. Last year, half of American consumers took on debt to pay for the holidays. And this year, that could be you. It could be any of us. But it's never too early to start planning to get out of debt. That's where our friends over at PDS Debt can help you with a personalized debt solution. Because a lot of times it's just so overwhelming and you need someone to help you spell it out. So if you're making payments every month on your debt and your balances aren't going down, that's where PDS has solutions for you. Everyone with $10,000 or more in eligible debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. Bad and fair credit accepted. Save more while paying off your debt in just a fraction of a time with an advisor that can help you. So start planning today. Get a free debt analysis right now at pdsdebt.com/redacted. It only takes 30 seconds. That's pdsdebt.com/redacted. One more time, that's pdsdebt.com/redacted.
All right, let's do some of your super chats and rumble rants. Let's open it up. What do you guys think is going to happen in the election tomorrow? Obviously, a lot of blue states right now in panic mode, worried about unrest, civil unrest, and what's going to happen, and, you know, rolling out the National Guard because of violence and unrest that they think is going to happen. Do you think, you guys, that if Trump wins in a big landslide election, that we are going to see a, I don't know, like martial law? Do you think we're going to see some form of freak out among the deep state that's going to make sure that Trump never becomes president of the United States? I think you see this coordinated liberal media attack right now. You pointed something else earlier today in our redacted chat, which was pretty amazing. Like all of these headlines that are now already starting to push for push the blame game.
Right. Where did I find this? On the Telegraph this morning. I screenshot it because it was so crazy. So there's two headlines. The first one, Kamala Harris supporters ready to blame Joe Biden if her campaign fails. What the hell? Joe Biden, you haven't even allowed to speak. And yes, he's saying a lot of gaffes, but he has been saying gaffes for the last 4 years. So it's incumbent on Kamala Harris to then say what she speaks for, what her policies are, why she's different, and she's failed to. Also, another headline, black voters are being set up by the left to take the blame for Kamala Harris' defeat. So blame all men, white men, black men. It's men, right? It's the blame game. Don't blame them for running a terrible campaign.
And you've seen some of this rhetoric right now, too, from Democrats. They're pushing right now to make sure that you've seen the advertisements for black voters, right? It's like, women pushing the black men, like, you better get out there and vote for Kamala. Do you realize, like, what you're going to do if you don't vote for Kamala? Like, how terrible this is, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so let's put up some of your rumble rants in chat. I think it's ridiculous though on the Biden front. Like you're going to blame Biden, who you've literally kept in a basement. You've not allowed him to come out and campaign on your behalf at all. And yes, you could blame his entire economy, his entire administration as one of the worst presidents in American history. Like if that's how you want to blame him, you're riding the coattails of this failed administration 100%.
Right.
So that's where the blame should land. That he was one of the most, you know, there's no coattails, there's no draft that you're going to be able to get as a result of riding on his, you know, the wind behind President Biden. Anyway, all right, let's get to some rumble rants, David, if you can.
All right, yep, got two rumble rants. We have BrewDog77, erase history so the future can never learn from it.
Right, that's in regards to our Internet Archive story. That's Orwellian.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy.
And then we got Sapper Schmitz. I'm an instructor at a major army training site, teaching an 8-hour block to new soldiers. I've trained hundreds recently. Not one has had the chance to vote absentee. Their voices aren't being heard.
What? That's astonishing. If you're joining us late, yeah. We reported earlier how the Biden Department of Defense has basically failed to get absentee ballots to United States members of the military who are not only in the United States that want to vote absentee, but are overseas around the world who want to vote absentee. I mean, this is an outrage. So that's stunning.
Yes, thank you for that.
All right,
now I'm
going to
start popping them up
chats
on screen from YouTube.
Thank you. 199 from Chris Kylo 323. Save America and the pets, Trump 2024. Yes, that's in relation to the squirrels. $2 from Knight Gethin. Shout out to Mike G for showing me Redacted. Blair.
Thank you,
Mike G, for sharing Redacted, and thanks for joining us.
Jen Raymond says, I live in Pine City, New York. The people who lost Peanut and Fred live in my area. They did not deserve this. It's quiet. People are so nice to each other, and no one bothers anyone. Why would they do this? Yeah, Jen, that's exactly right. And again, it just... it's one of those moments when this happened this weekend. We're like, wait a second, is this going to be the moment that kind of changes everything? People who were sort of sitting on the fence,
right,
you know, about the election.
An Archduke Ferdinand in furry form.
Like this one moment where you see, you know, it's the government overreach when you see a wide open southern border, mm-hmm, and apartment complexes being taken over in the United States. And the government's priority from the Democrats is to go after someone's pet squirrel.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. And I think it's one of those moments, but it could be one of those catalyst moments, but we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. Thank you, Jen, for that. Another one from Knight Gethin. May I humbly request you check out the UAP hearing on November 15th, possibly having to do with the secret program Immaculate Constellation. I will be. There are a number of things that I'm wondering are about, that I've been hearing from different sources are about to come to pass in the next few weeks. Very, very interesting disclosures coming on the UAP story after the election. Some things I think you will probably find stunning. Again, this is coming from some of my sources on this. I don't know. We'll wait to see if this actually comes to fruition in the next few weeks. But there seems to be something bubbling up. So, yes, well, we will be watching it. I will be watching it.
All right. $5 from Cyber Vega. Active duty members, retirees, and military spouses should be allowed to vote online. Our vote always comes in last. You know, I worry about the security of that, obviously. But, yes, there should be provisions to make that absolutely easier for our armed services overseas.
Well, the old story is that often they're already calling the election before they've even counted all of those,
yes,
those absentee ballots.
Yeah.
So they're coming in and they're already, like the Associated Press, and they're already calling the election that night before they've had a chance to even look at the military ballots.
Yeah. $1.99 from I'm Trash Bruh. Justice for Peanut. Yes.
Thank
indeed.
You. Yes, justice for... Michael Delamora says, what happens to NATO if the U.S. declares martial law over election civil conflict? If the United States is consumed in civil conflict, what happens in Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and South Korea? That's a great question. What happens to NATO
if the United States... They'll be fine because we don't send weapons to ourselves. We just send it to everybody else. So we'll just be
we've depleted ourselves. Yeah, exactly right. We've depleted all of our stores. We don't have any weapons left because we sent them all to Ukraine. Yeah, we've sent them everywhere else.
Yeah, but that's an interesting question. Could NATO then be pulled into our own conflict, like to help us? Because we like to say that our participation in NATO is only to help others.
So. Well, of course, what happens to the United Nations? We know a lot of the United Nations soldiers are coming from Latin American countries. We mm-hmm. reported this a number of months ago, United Nations soldiers, basically illegal immigrant population, being used in United Nations military, which is unbelievable. But there you go. PVL Net Band says, I sure do wish there was some weapon or awesome rock band out there writing a kick-ass soundtrack to all this blatant corruption. Maybe you are, PLV Net Band.
Oh, no, but don't worry, because Bon Jovi has a dope song for Kamala Harris. God. You should look that up online. And
it's
then
the worst song
I've
ever heard.
You won't thank me for that.
You sent it to me.
Yeah. And
it was the worst thing I've ever heard.
It wasn't great.
No,
it wasn't
awful.
Great. All right. $4.99 from I'm Trash Bro. We, the United Shoplifters of America, endorse Harris.
That's right. Thank you, Archie.
Absolutely right. Yeah, because you get to keep on keeping on under Harris. Absolutely. $5 from G. The WEF hates Trump. Get out and vote, you patriotic Americans. Vote for Trump and save the world from World War III.
Well, if Liz Cheney gets in there as head of the CIA and the FBI, she will be able to go through like World War III, World War IV, World War V, like within like a few short years. Mm. She'll have a lot of world wars under her belt. So if you want that, if you're into that. Knight Gethin says, my bad UFO hearing is on November 13th, not the 15th. Thank you for that.
All right.
Thank you for correcting that.
$5 from Scott Schaefer. Trump will remove the Republican and Democrat deep state rats.
I hope so. However, Mike Pompeo, I don't understand Trump's love of Mike Pompeo, as Tucker called him a criminal. Mike Pompeo is a criminal, and he tried to have Julian Assange assassinated. He is a deep state swamp rat. He is the person singularly responsible for keeping the JFK files sealed so that we are not allowed to know that the CIA killed JFK. Of course, we all know that. We're not idiots. So why is Mike Pompeo hanging out with President Trump once again?
And today Maybe. In one of his rallies got a standing ovation. Like, no, Trump supporters, you sit down for that. You don't stand up for that. Nobody.
Yeah, boo him.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Maybe
David.
He's like keeping him around and saying he's a great guy so that he has another reason not to release the files like he says he's going to. He's like, I was going to again, but Mr. Pompeo, who I greatly respect, is not wanting that.
I don't know. He did say on Joe Rogan's show last week, he said that once he gets in, if he's reelected, he will release those files immediately. Like,
he also
like
said Pompeo's a great guy on that podcast, to which I freaked out. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We don't know what's what.
So I hope Trump does that. I'd like to see him do that, but I don't know when Pompeo's swirling around the toilet again. Blackwater is called Constellus now. That's right. Yeah, they had to change their name because of all the horrible things that were done in Iraq. That's right. Blackwater is no longer Blackwater. Thank you, Anchor.
10CHF from King Bro. Hey, American friends. Greetings to you from your Dutch Majesty. Nope. I'm not falling for that again.
You almost
I
fell
did that
for it
last
again.
Week, and nope.
Well, we did last week. If
David,
you missed our
can
show,
you
did last week, and I even told our kids about it. My kids were laughing about it because last week Natalie was able to. She read a super chat and wished a happy birthday to their grandmother, enormous tits.
Yeah, I did.
And so we hope Norma had a great weekend. Had a great weekend birthday party, Norma.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I will try to give you a warning, but I'm like just reading through them and trying to make sure there's no swear words so I can put them on the screen really quick while you guys are talking about. So I'll try.
Okay. Thanks. All right, this one's from F. Joe Biden, but that's not quite a swear word. It's indicative of one. Says, why do you think they stop teaching cursive writing so that the next generation can't read the Constitution Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly
can't read
right.
Cursive anymore. They can just use ChatGPT.
Also, can Trump get executive order the country back to paper ballots? Can he executive order the country back to paper ballots? Again, the problem is that it's state by state is how they administer the election. So I've thought about this, too, is why is it such chaos? Because there's 50 states doing it their own way. There's got to be a better way, but we have to agree on this. And we agree on nothing right now.
All right. And then here's another one from F. Joe Biden. Could half of our soldiers decided, you know, what this martial law is unconstitutional. We're not following that order. Would be amazing. I mean, this would be, you know, you have a military coup in the United States that they're not going to listen to the Democrats in charge. You're not going to listen to. I mean, who's the president of the United States right now? Is it Joe Biden? You think the president of the United States, Joe Biden, is in charge, or is it Jake Sullivan? Is it the people in the State Department? Is it the people in the Pentagon who are running the show? It certainly isn't Joe Biden. Is it Kamala Harris? So
no.
Who, if there is some sort of martial law order pushed through, who's it going to come from after Election Day? I don't know, but we'll see. All right. You want to take this?
Yes. From Goldie Olvido Baroa, Kamala was endorsed by a lot of P. Diddy's friends. I, too, noticed that over the weekend, J-Lo's acting was J-Lo caliber over the weekend in Nevada at a rally for Kamala Harris. I retweeted on X somebody who said, wait a minute. So she cries for half an hour, warning us all about Donald Trump, but she didn't tell one person about P. Diddy.
She didn't
Got
warn,
it.
Yeah,
she didn't warn even one person about Diddy.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And another from I'm Trash Bro. The IRS has increased the amount of audits to small businesses and 1099s. So we are doomed. True. Yes, absolutely.
Did any more Rumble rants come in as well?
I'll refresh that. That's all the super chats.
Okay.
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. We will be here tomorrow, not just for the regularly scheduled show, but also for election coverage. But before we go,
That's right. Oh. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so we will be live for our election coverage tomorrow. So we do want to make sure that you're here at 7:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Mountain Time, 4:30 Pacific Time. We'll have special live election coverage. We'll have our normal show tomorrow as usual, but we will have our live special coverage of the election tomorrow night as well.
But before we go, we want to make sure you know about our friends over at American Financing, because this week the Fed is supposed to lower rates yet again, which means that it's no better time than now to put your family in a better financial position. If you're a homeowner, American Financing is helping thousands of families just like you who've been putting everyday expenses on credit cards. They can get out from underneath that debt by tapping in their home equity. Basically, you're leveraging your assets. This is something that wealthy people do all the time, but most of us are not taught that until we learn to research it ourselves. American Financing can teach you this. All you have to do is say, okay, I want to understand this. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, at least you understand the power of leveraging your assets and not buying liabilities, but instead using your money to grow your wealth. American Financing is saving their borrowers $800 a month on average. That's like a $10,000 a year raise. And it costs absolutely nothing to just find out for yourself. So they can close in as little as 10 days, and they may be able to even get you out of your next mortgage payment or two to give you some breathing room. So there's no time better than now to turn around your finances. You can call them at 866-890-8434 or head on over to AmericanFinancing.net/redacted. One more time, that's AmericanFinancing.net/redacted. Give them a call. Thank you so much.
All right. So we have our live election coverage tomorrow. Make sure you're here and join us. Please hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed to the channel. We're live every day, but we're doing special coverage, of course, tomorrow for the election. Turn on a little bell notification so you can join us. We'd love to hang out with you guys tomorrow night and watch these returns. We're going to have great analysis and looking at all of these different key battleground states and what unfolds as this night unfolds tomorrow, this crazy election, the most important, I think, in our history tomorrow. So please join us tomorrow for Redacted. Have a great night, everyone. Get some sleep. Get some rest.
If you can.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.